Good Wednesday morning, beloved. This is an exciting day because in our reading today, we are going to see where David is finally able to get the Ark of the Covenant transported into the city of Jerusalem. So today we're in 1 Chronicles chapter 15, verse 25 through chapter 16, verse 7. And again, God's saving words for us this week are praise and thanksgiving. David and the leaders of Israel retrieved the Ark of the Covenant from the house of Obed-Edom, where a celebration takes place. All the Israelites accompany the Ark of the Covenant up to Jerusalem with shouts of joy and music. So, let's begin. So King David, the leaders of Israel, and the military commanders went to the house of Obed-Edom to get the Ark of the Covenant. And they had a great celebration. They sacrificed 7 bulls and 7 sheep to make sure that God would help the Levites who were carrying the Ark of the Covenant. David was wearing a robe made of the finest linen, and so were the musicians. Chenaniah, their leader, and the Levites who carried the box. David also wore a linen ephod. So all the Israelites accompanied the Ark of the Covenant up to Jerusalem with shouts of joy, the sound of trumpets, horns, and cymbals, and the music from the harps. As the Ark was being brought into the city, Michal, Saul's daughter, looked out of her window and saw King David dancing and leaping for joy. And she was disgusted with him. They took the Ark of the Covenant to the tent which David had prepared for it and put it inside. Then they offered sacrifices and fellowship offerings to God. After David had finished offering the sacrifices, he blessed the people in the name of the Lord and distributed food to them all. He gave each man and woman in Israel a loaf of bread, a piece of roasted meat, and some raisins. David appointed some of the Levites to lead the worship of the Lord, the God of Israel, in front of the Ark of the Covenant by singing and praising him. Asaph was appointed leader, and Zechariah as his assistant. Jael, Shemaramah, Jahiel, Mattathiah, Eliab, Benaiah, Obed-Edom, and Jeiel were to play harps. Asaph was to sound the cymbals, and 2 priests, Benaiah and Jahaziel, were to blow trumpets regularly in front of the Ark of the Covenant. It was then that David first gave Asaph and the other Levites the responsibility for singing praises to the Lord. Today's key verse is 1 Chronicles chapter 15, verse 28, where it says, all the Israelites accompanied the Ark of the Covenant up to Jerusalem with shouts of joy, the sound of trumpets, horns, and cymbals, and the music of harps. Wow, this is quite the contrast to the last time they tried to move the Ark of the Covenant. Last time there was disobedience, there was death, there was anger, there was sadness, but today the proper preparation has been made. Everybody has the right uniforms on. Everybody is doing their part in the praise and worship. They've all been prepared, and everything goes exactly to God's plan. Wow, doesn't that make a big difference to make sure that we are doing things according to God's will, and then to expect his blessing? Let's pray. I sing praises to you, O Lord God, and glorify your holy name. Guide me each day by your word, and may you be praised forever and ever. Amen. Okay, that brings our Wednesday together to an end. Join us tomorrow when we will be in 1 Chronicles chapter 16, and King David sings praises to the Lord. Until then, may God richly bless you.